Shackled by our own desire to lead a life of sin, a life of sin. Before you came, oh Prabhupada, our empty lives were wasted. An endless chain of birth and death was all we'd ever tasted. The bitter juice of Maya's fruits had burnt our hearts like fire. But then you came and brought us back to life by your desire, your desire. Vaikuntha man in saffron cloth with skin like molten gold, you strode into our frozen lives and melted hearts grown cold. You simply preached the Yuga-dharma Lord Chaitanya gave. Just chant the holy name and dance. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. And no one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live. No one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live, the world can live, the world can live. The prophecy of Lord Chaitanya you fulfilled alone. In 10 remaining years of life, far from your native home, you smashed the words of hollow fools who gathered in defiance of common sense, who killed the soul in name of modern science. You broke the teeth of Mayavadis, charlatan gurus, and all who pose as men of God but never have a clue. You founded temples, Gurukula, farms and BBT, translated almost 40 books for all humanity. You gave us Sri Sri Radha Krishna, taught us how to cook, and showed us how to preach like you and distribute your books, your precious books, your precious books. And no one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live. No one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live. The world can live. The world can live. So warm your voice, so sweet your glance, you smell the sandalwood. You brought Vrindavan's loving mood where'er you walked or stood. But guiding us, you sometimes changed from rose to thunderbolt, and showed the kind of mercy that would wake us with a jolt. I couldn't the pastimes lay beyond the sight of shallow fools, yet by your kindness, even we were drowned in blissful pools of nectar talks on morning walks and visits to your room, quite unaware that you would leave your ISKCON all too soon. This outer dress of bone and flesh is bound to meet destruction, but I will never leave the one who fought. instruction. How much you all cooperate will show your love for me. And you left us in Vrindavan down, in deepest ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy. And no one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live. No one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live. The world can live. The world can live. Prabhupada, our shelter and our guide, please help us try to spread your sacred mission far and wide. Please help us try to see ourselves as really very small, dependent on yourself and Krishna, lest we slip and fall and lose the precious vision you so freely handed down. That God Himself is with us in the form of sacred sound. His holy name, unlimited, transcends all time and space. But only by your mercy we receive His divine grace, His divine grace, His divine grace. And no one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. A house of touchstone in which all the world can live. No one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live. The world can live. The world can live. Yet some may feel that now you're gone, there's no one left in charge to carry on your lifetime's work and save the world at large. And some may try to twist your words for selfish motivation, to lose themselves and all they sway in mental speculation. Some may think we know the score, the others have no clue. We'll force our views upon the rest, for we're the chosen few. Yet some may break the fourfold vows and do forbidden acts, until the mighty force of time uncovers all the facts. Some may take your opulence and use it as their own, until they see their foolish ways or find themselves alone. Yet some may follow others who have questioned your decision, and so deny themselves the chance of Lord Chaitanya's vision. Some may preach that all is one, that he's as good as you, until he's turned to mouse again by you, Jagadguru. While some may only see the faults and simply criticize the ones who do your preaching work with self-surrendered lives. May feel that all is lost and leave your risk on mission, quite unaware that you're still here to heal all cracks and chisms. While some may feel that, lost from sight, you're ever out of reach, but they should know you're always with the one who strives to preach. Wise men fear to speculate, but know just where to look, for everything you have to say is written in your books. The books to last 10,000 years, 400 generations, the golden age of Lord Chaitanya, built on your foundation, your foundation, your foundation. And no one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live. No one one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live. No one gave as much as you, nor will they ever give. You built a house of touchstone in which all the world can live, the world can live, the world can live, the world can live.